me see your coffee. Cute, cute, cute. What is it?
It's just a nice coffee, but it's not like. Has it ever happened to you when you put like the creamer, whenever it's in there, it looks like little pieces?
It didn't dissolve right.
Yeah, like, look, even right now, I went like this, and
And there's a
like,
little piece. Yes, I
does
can
that
see
mean
it.
it's rotten, or it's just because it's iced?
I don't know, because mine is iced right now, and I think it's good. Did you froth it? Did
No,
you?
it's like a nitro creamer that Donald bought. And even like when you, it says to shake it, but then even when you pour it, it's kind of, the top is like a whipped cream top.
Oh, so it's like.
See, but it doesn't, no hace espuma. O sea, when you throw it in there, because it's nitro, sale como en líquido.
I've
So,
seen those, I think, but I've never had them.
it's okay. I mean, it tastes good.
You're gonna get diarrhea later when you're at
A
work.
little mukbang, huh? Cayeta was getting the runs right now. I was like, let me text Tony that we can start a
Let
little bit
me.
later.
No, I made mine. It's just I was like, I'll wake up early, go to Starbucks, get a cold brew, and I was like, I have everything here. Like literally, I have Starbucks cold brew and the hazelnut thing. So I just frothed the hazelnut and then just threw it in, and this is what you get.
I don't really like cold brew. I have the Starbucks, but I have the iced coffee. You know which one?
Yeah, I don't like that one.
I don't know why it tastes different, but
What do you don't like the flavor of the cold brew, or what is it?
feel like it tastes
Okay.
a little bit different.
Well, good morning, you guys. Thank you so much for being here on the 11th episode of On the Menu podcast. Actually, I need more people to start sharing this podcast
Hora del reclamo.
Yeah, like I need a vent. Like the numbers are not mathing. So, everybody who's been listening to the podcast, thank you so much. But go on and follow us on Instagram. We need to get to 50 followers. We're at 47. We've been stuck there for like a while. And I'm like, I'm just letting it rip today. I've been holding on to it for a while. But shout out to our weekly listeners that are always there listening to the potty.
You're funny this morning. But yes, guys, it's just a click away. It doesn't take more than like 3 seconds to share. Take a picture and share and tag us.
Yes, please share us and comment that you really like the podcast or send us a DM. That is also really inspiring for us to continue doing what we're doing here. So follow us at on the menu underscore pod on Instagram. My personal Instagram is at toners.
And mine is at Shurix. And if it's
And
not too
with
much to ask, go ahead and leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcast on.
like I've seen Like I actually listen to other podcasts and I've seen like people commenting on the episode. And with that, let's go ahead and dive in. So if you follow me, you all know I have a child, literally a dog child.
A dog child.
Her name is Penny, Miss Pennywise.
Oh my God, where did you get the name Penny from?
So it was random. It was on Saturday. We were looking up names and this one just popped. Actually, I was going for a male dog, so I was gonna name him Forrest. But
That's
then
cute.
Penny, whenever I went to see the dogs, that one, Penny, she just sat on my lap. Like all the time, she was sitting on my lap, and I was like, interesting, but I wanted
There's a connection.
Forrest. There was a connection there, but Forrest was also like very, very like active towards me. In between Forrest and Penny, male or female, I was like, I don't know. Males usually like pick up their leg to go pee a lot and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? I've always had a female dog, so I'll go with Penny. So the names that I had picked out were Ellie, Poppy, and Penny. And Carson was like, yeah, she looks like a penny. So it's Penny Lane.
Penny
That's
Lane?
her name.
What do you mean? Like that's her whole name,
Penny.
Penny Lane?
Penny, middle name Lane.
That's a long name.
It's just Penny. She's the cutest. It's been an adjustment because she's a puppy. It's like having a baby.
So I've never really had like a dog. I mean, I have, but it's like, I don't want to say like not legally, but like, sorry, perdona mi ignorancia, but do you get like a birth certificate or something? Like, do you get to
So
register dogs?
whenever she was born, they had to take them to the vet, right? So to get the first shots, and that's where they're registered. They give you like a little registration card with like the name, the weight, the color of the dog, like the description, and inside of it, it has like the shots that they gave them. So that's like kind of like their registration. But I think you do need to register your dog with like the city of Houston or wherever you live, and you have to have it chipped. I've been waking up every day at 6:30 a.m. I mean, that's early for me because I usually wake up like at 7, 7:15. Because she's like crying to go, like she needs to get out to go pee, poop, or whatever. And she's been really good with that. Like I usually take her out like every 30 minutes.
Every 30 minutes.
Every 30 minutes. So she can go pee and poop outside. She doesn't go every time, but I just want her to get used to like peeing, because if not, she's gonna pee inside the house and I don't want that.
And how old is she?
Almost 2 months. June 21st, she'll be 2 months.
Oh, she's a baby.
Her
She
birthday's
looks
April.
big for 2 months. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the pictures are making her look bigger.
I was like telling Carson, I think she's like getting a little bigger, like from
She's
when we
gonna
brought
get
her
big,
home.
right?
Yeah, she's gonna be a big one.
I've been wanting one of those. Wait, is it a Labradoodle? I want a golden. Is it golden Labradoodle?
You want the one that's brown golden, right?
Yes, I want one that looks like a teddy bear.
So her mom is a golden doodle. She's brown. Her dad is a Bernese doodle. So she's a golden Bernese doodle. So it's a mix between two of those two. So the dad's black with like white, and the mom's all brown. The mom's super, super brown. She was really cute. All the six puppies that were there, they were all black with white. I was like, well, if you're interested, let us know and we can arrange a visit so you can go see them.
Imagine, then we can like I would want a boy, 'cause don't girls get their period and stuff?
Yeah, you have to have them spayed.
I know, I can barely handle my
Neutered.
period.
One of those. I'll do it
Hey, it's like
myself.
having a baby.
I'll watch a quick YouTube video.
Oh
Just
my
kidding.
God.
Yeah, I went out and had to buy like a little bed for her, some toys, food. I bought some wipes so I can clean her paws up, and what else? Poop bags. So
Are you gonna put little bows on her? Or
I
that's not
told
your
Cart,
vibe?
I don't think so. I don't think I'm gonna put bows on it. I want to buy like a nice collar and a nice leash. But no, she's the cutest girl. She's super, super chill. She just right now she's sleeping on like by my feet right now. She likes to lay where your feet are, so she's sleeping right now. But whenever she gets like playful, oh my gosh, she's a lot. And she follows Zoe around, like around the house.
Oh,
And
he's all
Zoe's not
looking.
having it. No, she's the big sister. She doesn't want to do anything with her. We'll see. We'll see how big she'll get. But for right now, she is very small. I've been trying, dude. I haven't, you know how I told you I was gonna start reading, finish my books?
Ay, mijo.
So I've been reading, but with this dog right now, I can only read whenever she's taking a nap. So it's like having a baby, literally.
Yes. I mean, I've never
Literally.
really had a dog like that, but I do want one. Maybe like whenever we get a house, that way the doggy could run around and stuff, 'cause I know those are very active.
Yeah, you have to, like, whenever I take her out in the morning, the first thing she'll do in the front yard is like run around for a little bit, and then she calms down, and I'm like, okay, thank God, let's
Like
go.
why, right? Imagine we were to do that
Imagine, la Yurin chinga por todo. Or like, imagine if like dogs sniff their butts. Imagine if we did that whenever we met people, like, yeah.
I know that's a lot. It is like having a baby.
I think it's gonna be worth it. She'll be good, and she can go spend the night over there with you guys whenever you want.
Ya te quieres deshacer de
She
ella.
can go
¿Escuchaste,
stay.
Penny? ¿Escuchaste?
She can go stay over there a weekend with her aunt and uncle. What was that? What is that? Is that Annabelle?
Shut up. No, I don't know what they're doing, but like 2 days ago we had a tornado warning.
Yes.
Like at 3 in the morning, the thunderstorm was hard, like thrown something at the window. Like it was like really hard.
Was it like rain or hail?
No, it was rain, but like the sound of it, like como
Oh,
que
okay, yeah.
the sky was like tearing apart. I don't know. And then the freaking tornado sirens went off again. It's so scary when that turns on.
At the apartment complex?
No, like in San Marcos.
The whole city gets it?
Yes. And it goes, ooh, it's so scary.
I was actually gonna text you yesterday, but then I noticed it was another location. So I don't know if you saw New Braunfels. Dude, it was bad there in San Antonio too.
It was flooded, right?
Yeah, it was San Antonio had like, I think like 5 people died. That was crazy. So
I was like, why are you texting me? Today's Friday the 13th. You know, today tech shut up. Cállate ya, por favor.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
today tattoo shops do small tattoos for $13.
Should we go get an on the menu podcast
A little
tattoo?
plate.
A
A
little
little
plate with the
plate.
microphone? I'll
I
do
think it's 13.
the little plate would be nice. Wait, speaking of tattoos, did you see? Are you tatted like a Chipotle
When?
bag? If so, you can score a BOGO deal on Friday the 13th.
Oh, and it says it can be a real tattoo, a temporary tattoo, a drawn-on tattoo.
Like, what do? Like, you just, okay, you, yeah, give me a bowl, whatever, whatever, whatever. And then you go to check out and you're like,
I'm tatted.
give me my BOGO. So, speaking of tattoos, how old were you when you got your first tattoo?
Oh, I think it was around when I was like 18 or 19. I actually got it in Monterrey. It was a star. And I hid it from like my parents for a while. I hid it from them because I thought they were gonna
Oh,
get after me.
you hid them from your parents. I was like, actually, I hated my parents for a while.
No.
I was like, why?
The tea.
You were like, I'm wearing a long sleeve during the summer. I was 2 years old when I found out that, which fits perfectly with our next topic, which is I was 2 years old when I found out dot dot dot.
I was today years old when I found out that Disneyland and Disney World, but it actually tells you the location. So if you see Disneyland, it has LA, and Disney World has like Orlando.
Mind blown.
Now I know.
Now you know, guys.
So Disney World is a bigger one.
Yeah, Disney World is a bigger one. Dude, I've been wanting to go to Disneyland for a while. The last time I was there was maybe in 2008.
Yeah, I would want to go there, but I would also want to go to Universal Studios.
Have you seen the new sections of the park? It looks like you're like in a like movie or in a video game and stuff like that. They have like the section of
The
Nintendo,
Mario?
the
Yes.
Mario one, Mario World. I want to go there. I want to go see the Hogwarts Castle, Harry Potter.
Donald wants to go to the Star Wars one. I was actually gonna tell you, like, should we have like a birthday trip?
That would be nice, like skiing. You've been skiing, right? Yeah, I remember I've seen those pictures. I was like, why wasn't I invited to that trip? But anyway.
Because I went with another friend group. It was like nice, but it was just like in the mountain where it was like all snow. It wasn't like where the cabin was. There was no snow there. So I want to go to where like you step out of the cabin and it's all white, you know? But yeah, we should plan something, either Disneyland or somewhere in the
Skiing.
snow.
Speaking of puppies, I was today years old when I found out that puppies, but the teeth that they have are gonna fall out. They're gonna lose their teeth. Like, she's gonna lose her teeth. And then, this is a two-parter, and then they eat their teeth.
Wait, so you're not gonna know when they fall out because she's gonna eat them?
Yeah, I mean, I'll see whenever one's missing and I'll be like, oh, she probably ate her own tooth. And they usually eat them. Don't ask me why. I just like literally found that out 2 days ago.
And then obviously they grow another one, right?
Yeah, it's like us, like human. Yeah, she has like itty bitty tiny teeth, really sharp right now. So they'll fall off eventually. I don't know what month they'll fall out, but yeah, I didn't know that. I was 2 days old.
So I was today years old when I found out that the little space on top of the popcorn bag was to shake the bag and get the kernels out.
What?
You know, like when you pop the bag on top, there's like a little hole.
No, I've never seen that.
Yes, there's always like a little hole on the top. So if you
I'll
turn
look
it
for it.
around and shake it, it's so the little kernels can come out. Some guy reached out to some company and they said, "Yes, we thought everyone knew that." Okay, so now this one is saying that it's designed to optimize the cooking process and safety. But somewhere else I read
That's a lie. She
that.
she just made it up on the spot, you guys.
No, seriously. But you know, it does work. Oh, look, there's a YouTube video, how to get rid of popcorn kernels and then like easy hack to remove them. And there's a video.
Because it's so annoying, honestly, having those kernels in
Yeah.
there. Do you know the saying, be there or be square?
Yes.
Well, I was today years old when I found out that, well, if you're not there, you're a square because you're not around.
I know, I saw that.
I
I was
was
like,
like,
what? But do you think like that's like people just like looked into it too deep and they're like, oh, this, or it actually means that?
I don't know. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm learning so much right now.
That's so funny. I was today years old when I found out that the loops on the shopping cart have a purpose. You know what loops I'm talking about?
The ones on the side.
See, it's so you can put more bags if you need to.
I've never seen it in person.
I don't pay attention to it. Like next time I go, I'm gonna look. What else is on your list?
I was 2 days old when I found out the Hollywood sign used to say Hollywood Land. So it used to
Why?
look like this.
Why? Like,
Hollywood.
why did it used to say Hollywood Land?
In 1949, the Hollywood Land sign was in horrible despair, and local residents demanded that it be removed. Instead, the city of LA decided to build a new sign touting Hollywood. There you have it, guys. This is why you need to listen to On the Menu, because we give you like little tidbits of information that you might not have known.
It's a very informative potty.
What's
Anyways,
another you were today years old?
I was today years old when I found that sand is called sand because it's between the sea and the land. Sand. I sound like Eugenio Derbez, you know?
Me quedé mudo, me quedé frío.
I bet you didn't see this one coming.
I still don't get it. Like
So
water and
sand. Sand. It's the eye rolling for me.
it's sand, replacing the S land sand
Yeah.
between the C. Okay, that's cool. This is a short one, but I was 2 days old when I found out that flames don't have a shadow.
That's weird. I need like a who would be able to explain this, like a scientist? I wonder why. I did see it. I saw that and I was like, is this true? And I was like, I'm gonna see. I'm gonna try it.
It says, flames generally don't cast a shadow because they are a source of light themselves. Just know that flames don't cause shadows. That's it. What's your last one?
Pinterest is called Pinterest because you pin your interest. But
They're funny. They're good. They're good information, source of information. I didn't know that, honestly.
so
Sydney Sweeney.
she's a hottie, gorgeous girl. Do you think she's pretty?
Hottie. I think she's pretty.
I don't wanna, I mean, she's pretty, but I think she's more sexy than pretty. Like Anne Hathaway is pretty.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to
Yeah.
say?
Yeah. What about Sabrina Carpenter?
I just had her in mind. I think she's cute.
Zendaya?
Zendaya, she's like a, I think she's like
Combination of
pretty.
everything.
Yes. So Sydney Sweeney, you've heard, I'm pretty sure you heard and everyone has heard that she came out with bars of soap made from her bath water. And that is because fans were asking for it. These soaps, I read that they like smell like foresty or something like that. They were $8 and they sold out in seconds. They are still available if anyone wants to purchase, aka you, Donald,
Where are they available?
on eBay for up to $2,000. I mean, with her, it's like you do you. If people want it and they're purchasing, like go ahead and make money out of it, right? But I
Yeah.
feel like I want to know what these men, because I'm pretty sure it's all men, or if it's girls, they're probably just reselling it. I just want to know what these men are buying it for. Like, do they think that once I shower in it, it's like taking a shower with Sydney, like cochinos,
So my question is, like, if in reality, does this soap contain like actual water where Sydney Sweeney like took a bath?
I think I saw that allegedly it does have the water, but I mean, after they put all the ingredients and stuff about, I it says it smells like morning wood.
Morning wood. It's giving, you know what? It's giving Saltburn a little bit. Sydney decided to create this after countless bizarre and weird requests from her diehard fans.
But I think she's kind of those girls that are like, I don't care, let's see what happens, you know? And she got money out of it, so. So someone put, I hate the soap, but there is no hole in it.
That is
Cochino.
weird.
Yeah, someone said, girl, get the bag.
I would.
I mean, I would too if that's what they want. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't buy it. Maybe I would buy it as a joke, you know, or like maybe on a for Christmas on the what's it called?
Stocking.
On the stocking, I put it on there or something.
If they release again, you should totally get it for Donald for Christmas, and he'll be like so excited. He'll be like in the restroom for hours.
But
If you know, you know.
anyways, yeah, maybe they will release more. I think there was only like 5,000 of them, so be on the lookout if you all do want to get one of those.
So, in the never-ending saga between Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively, did you see that new update that happened this week?
Yeah, that it was like dismissed.
Yeah, so the judge threw out Justin Baldoni's $400 million lawsuit against Blake Lively. Blake's claims against Justin are still intact, so she's still going on with the suing him. So Justin Baldoni has filed to have those claims thrown out as well, but the judge has not ruled out anything on that yet. Justin Baldoni's legal team has issued a statement saying that this is not over yet. His lawyer said in a statement that the latest ruling, while the court dismissed the defamation-related claims, the court has invited us to amend four of the seven claims against Ms. Lively. Justin's legal team plans to release every text between Blake and Justin to prove that Justin is saying the truth. Since Blake, quote unquote, won, she's been out in New York. Have you seen her? She's been at several events, very smiley. I saw on TikTok that she released.
Oh, new vodka iced teas, no artificial anything, no aftertaste.
Blake Lively launches new Betty Boo's drinks amid Justin Baldoni's lawsuit drama. Blake Lively returned to the spotlight with Betty Boo's launch event just days after a federal judge dismissed Justin Baldoni's $400 million countersuit against her.
Someone said, I don't understand why Blake sells booze but doesn't drink. It makes no
Yeah.
sense. How can you promote
Yeah.
the taste of a drink you don't drink?
Yeah, I just feel like this girl can't catch a break. Like anything she puts out there, people are just not buying it.
Yeah, sorry.
But that's my report on the never-ending Justin Baldoni versus Blake Lively saga. Imagine all of this is a dream. Imagine you go to bed tonight and wake up in 1995. The last 30 years have been just a dream.
Have been a nightmare. No, they've been good.
What's the first thing you do?
You tell me what you do.
So the first thing that I would do would be like, I think I would like to have conversations more with my grandparents. Like I would talk to them, but I would like to know more about them. But if it were 1995 and I was just waking up, I would go downstairs, turn on TV. I don't know why I'm imagining it's a Saturday morning, and I would just watch cartoons, make a cereal, call my cousins to come over, play Nintendo, just be a kid all over again. Yeah, I think I would appreciate more like family stuff. What about you?
1995. Let's see, how old would I be? I would be 8 years old. I would have probably been in what, second grade? What would I do? Second grade. I don't know if I was still crying because when I would wake up, I would cry that I didn't want to go to school.
Oh my gosh. You're one of those kids.
No, not because of that, Tony. You're gonna start crying right now. No,
Oh.
it was because like I didn't know how to speak English.
So it was frustrating for you.
So, yes, my parents always told me, remember when you used to cry because you don't want to go to school and you would say, yo no quiero hablar inglés?
You would say that?
Yes, because like I would go to school and I guess like, I mean, I don't remember, but I didn't understand what they were saying or I was having a hard time. I don't know what it was, but
It was probably a combination of like, yeah, not knowing the language and like being
Same.
frustrated that you're having to learn it and it was too much. Like you were, like you said, you were what, 8 years? So yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, if it was a Saturday, I think I would have woken up by my mom sweeping my door. I would wake up and probably, I think I would watch Sailor Moon. But yeah, I think I had a pretty good childhood.
Good times, good times.
I used to go to the public library too and check out books.
I did that a couple of times, not really. I would go to the library to use like the internet because
The computer.
like yeah, that time like whenever the internet was like going on, we didn't ha I didn't have internet at home, so I would go there. But speaking of technology, have you heard about the new update that Apple's going to be releasing in September? So Apple has announced it will be releasing a new iOS update called iOS 26. Currently, I think we're in iOS 19 or 18, something like that. So they're just gonna, I don't understand why they're skipping so many, but they're skipping to 26. What they're calling it, this update, is that the vibe of the whole operating system is gonna be liquid
Glass.
glass. So liquid glass is gonna be, I don't know how to describe it, but the only way I could describe it is that all your apps or all your, like, for example, if you're using this, like your notification, like that, it's gonna be clear.
Yeah, like transparent.
Yeah, and people are comparing it to Windows Vista. So they're comparing it to like what Windows did back in 2005. And Windows posted a video saying, just gonna leave this here. Like saying like this has already been done and we did it like in 2005. I love when accounts are petty. So yeah, and everything's gonna be transparent on your phone in September once the new update releases. So that's gonna be interesting and see how it all works out. Right now they released a beta version of it. You can try it out and see how it is for you, but I wouldn't do it because I don't want the new update. More updates that are gonna be released with this new iOS would be like, for example, if you're FaceTiming somebody, let's say this person doesn't speak English and they only speak French, the FaceTime now is gonna have translation. So I think that is a good update.
I like that.
Also, the messages app is gonna have a new poll thing. Like
I
for
like
example,
that. Like for group
if you're in a
chats.
group, yeah, if you're in a group chat, now you can use that with your employees. Who wants lunch today? And you'll
Sir,
vote.
no, I can't do that with them. They all have freaking Androids.
Oh my gosh. They need to get into like the Apple.
I did like the translation one. Maybe now my mom can talk to Donald or my parents. One of the things that I saw is now the pic gallery, you're gonna be able to like divide it. So now I don't like how the pictures, you have to like scroll all the way down and look for like the favorites, video selfies. I
Oh
think
yeah, I
now
don't like that either.
you're gonna be able to do whatever you want, I think. Something like that. What else? Oh, you're gonna be able to put backgrounds on the chat.
But you see, like that's not like
Nothing
WhatsApp has been
new.
doing. Yeah, exactly. Like WhatsApp
Yeah.
has been doing it for years. Like, where have you been, Apple?
I mean, this is just an update, but I know it's not gonna update on all of the phones. It's on the newest phones. They've been doing it before, so I need something new. Something else I saw that I thought it was cool. They're gonna have like live activities on boarding passes. But now when you have your boarding pass on your wallet, it's gonna show you activities like, oh, they changed gate or it's gonna be delayed or something like that.
But yeah, so looking forward to the update when it comes in September. We'll see how it is. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to the episode. Please continue to share your stories. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at onthemenu_pod and to our personal Instagrams. I'm at Toners.
And I'm at Shootix.
Until next time, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.